I'm so glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so that you can save more, spend less, and don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our main website. ClarkDeals.com is where you go to save money day in and day out. Coming up in just a few minutes in today's Clarkrageous Moment, the scamsters are out in force in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. I'm going to fill you in on the Clarkrageous things going on and how you can make sure your donations really go to serve who you want those donations to serve. And later still, I want to talk about being able to watch movies for free. It is a fast-growing thing on streaming services. And I'm going to tell you what all is going on in that area to help you stretch your wallet. Because free, well, that's a really good price. I have been doing wall-to-wall interviews and segments on radio and television about the preparations for Hurricane Irma. And if you've seen any of the images, videos, pictures of what's happened to some of the islands in the Caribbean, this just is awful. The size of this storm is gigantic, and the intensity of it is virtually unprecedented in modern times. This is a big, big one, and it seems after it continues its havoc across the Caribbean, the path of the storm now pretty clearly looks like it's going to deliver a direct blow to parts of Florida and a glancing blow to other parts of Florida. And then from that point, the direction is too hard to determine and the intensity too hard to gauge at this point. But I was thinking about some of the things I've talked about on interviews and in segments with Irma approaching that apply to all of us at any time. And I wanted to address two things that I talked about that are so key for you to think about. First is making sure you have proper documentation in your life. And what I mean by that is that, as you may have heard me address in the past, once a year, I want you to do a walk and talk in your home or apartment or condo, that you walk around room by room with your smartphone and you use the video feature of your smartphone to videotape, as you give a running commentary, every possession you have in your home, apartment, or condo. Now, the reason this is important is that if things in your place are a total loss or if you get hit by a burglar, for you to be able to have documentation of what you have or what you had, depending on which tense we're talking about here, and as best you can remember when you got something, what you paid for it, being able to reconstruct that is so important when you're dealing with an insurance adjuster later if you have an insurance claim. And so doing the walk and talk once a year, whether you do it on your birthday, you do it at the time we switch from standard time to daylight time or daylight time back to standard time, just have a time each year that it works for you to do it. If you haven't done it and you can't remember what year, and we've got this as a thought in your mind right now, go ahead and do the walk and talk in your place. And then if you download the Google Photos app to your Android or iPhone, you can store that video for free forever. The other thing I want you to do is download to your smartphone one of the apps that allows you to PDF your key documents. Any paperwork that you might need to have if the paperwork in your home was destroyed or stolen or whatever, that you have your key papers. And so again, with Google Photos, you're able, or with Google Drive or with Dropbox or something like that, you're able to store the PDFs. And there are these scanner apps that are free that you can download to an iPhone or Android, and you take pictures of the key pages of documents that you have, and you are able then to have an electronic record in the event your paper records get destroyed. So that's task number one. Task number two is preparedness in your home for the unexpected. You know, the difference with a hurricane is we know that's coming, but usually the hurricanes of life, figurative, not literal, the hurricanes of life come out of nowhere, whatever that might be. And so you want to be prepared not for Armageddon, not as a survivalist, but have some basic preparedness. I really love the hand crank flashlights. So you never, at a time you realize you need a flashlight, you don't have to then realize, oh, the batteries are burned up. You know, their batteries are dead. With the hand crank flashlights, you just, and you buy these as cheap as a dollar, you just turn the hand crank, and then you got a nice LED light to be able to do things. And I've got an El Cheapo that the more I crank, the brighter the LED light gets. So it's good muscle building to be able to do it. I also like the crank radios. These are products that originally were developed for areas of Africa that people did not have reliable or any source of electricity. And then it turned out they were a good consumer good to have everywhere in the world. And I had a suggestion from two listeners last time I talked about this last year, which I think was involved with Hurricane Matthew, and both made the same suggestion that ham radio is a great backup for people. You're supposed to have a ham radio license, but that is a communication that will continue to work in the event that cellular no longer is working in an area that it hits it with devastating storms. Cellular is not going to work. There are any of a number of things that may not work. And so that is a way for you to be prepared. Remember, if a storm's coming, fill your bathtub so you have drinking water. And I do think it's reasonable, not crazy, to have an emergency supply of non-perishable food. Bob is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Howard.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
You have a Hurricane Harvey-related question for me, don't you?
Yes. I think I know the answer, but I hear this question, and I thought with your nationwide audience, you could dispel it a little bit.
I'm ready.
Okay. With Hurricane Harvey relief efforts going on, you can't go into a retailer and check out without them asking you if you want to give a dollar or two to the recovery efforts. And a lot of people think, well, yeah, I can give a dollar or two, and that's great. But what happens to that money that the retailer accumulates? And I think a lot of people think that, well, the retailer just gives it to whatever organization they're collecting from or for, and they get a charitable donation for that. So I think, you know, we need to maybe tell the people that they should feel safe in giving that money, hopefully. Yeah.
So I'll tell you how that plays. So what the store will do, if they're doing a collection and they're not doing a store match, you as the donor to the charity, you're the one who gets the tax deduction if you itemize charitable donations on your tax return. So the register receipt will show the donation, and it may say to the American Red Cross or whatever for hurricane relief, whatever it says, if it's clearly delineated on there, that is all the documentation you need. Technically, you don't even need that for donations less than $250, but over the course of a year, you might not even remember you did it. So we have a drawer at home that we put charitable receipts in, and I gave some money at a register for Hurricane Harvey relief, and so that receipt my wife took and put right in the drawer.
Okay.
And so the store only gets a deduction if they say we're matching all donations by our customers from now till a month from now or whatever, the portion that they match, the store can take a deduction. The money you donate is a deduction for you if you choose to take it. But I'll tell you what goes on a lot of times. The store will be shown in, you know, their ads or whatever with a big check and smiling, and they're giving it to somebody from the charity, and the store is getting this big glow for having donated. But if they're not matching, they're smiling and getting credit for money that you and I actually donated, and they didn't have anything to do with it other than being the emissary of the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
But I always look before I give, I want to know what charity they're giving the money through. And if it's not a charity I know and recognize and trust, no matter how much it seems like a good cause, I won't give. Lanny is with us on the Clark Howard Show. How are you?
I'm good, Clark. How are you?
Great, thank you. You want to talk about home equity lines of credit?
Yes. I have two properties, and one has $146,000 balance, and one has $167,000. And the interest rates I'm paying right now are 5% and 4.75%. And I wanted to know if it makes sense to take home equity lines of credit out, because right now I'm being told I can get them at 2.9%, and then take that money immediately and put it towards the principal and then just pay down those two individual loans.
If the interest rate on the home equity line of credit was fixed, that would be a great strategy, but I would bet that the 2.99 teaser is only a teaser for a certain period of time, and then the rate resets based on an index.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, so one of these two homes is your principal residence, is it not?
Correct, yes.
And is that at the 5 or 4.75?
That one is at the 4.75.
So you have an opportunity to refi that one to a significantly lower rate. Interest rates have just hit the lowest point of 2017. So there's a new window of opportunity for refinancing because of the worries about North Korea and all the storms. It's driven interest rates down. And so this is an opportunity for you to go into a lower fixed rate. How long do you want to take to pay off that mortgage on your primary home?
Well, we have 23 years left on a 30-year mortgage because I refinanced 7 years ago. And I mean, I would like to pay it off sooner, but right now we're just managing to kind of stay the course. And that's why I was trying to lower the payments, but pay the same amount so that it would pay off sooner.
Because what I'm talking about you doing would put you back into a new 30-year loan.
I know.
So you'd be going 7 years backwards, which is a little nerve-wracking. But the advantage of it is that you would be getting an interest rate that should be at least a point lower if your credit score is solid.
Yes, my credit score is very, very solid. But I also thought that it's not wise to refinance too frequently, sort of because of the points you pay.
No.
All of that.
No, that's not really true. If you can make back the cost of refining in 30 months or less, it's to your benefit for you to get a significantly lower rate.
Okay, so 30 months is the mark.
Yeah,
okay.
That's kind of my trigger point. And so I think there'd be a real advantage to you doing that. You also might find you won't get as low a rate on the second property, but it's already at 5%. You may be able to drop that down to 4 or 4.25 and make it worth refining both of those right now. And that would probably be the best ticket. The 2.99 teaser is just that. It's a teaser. And I think it would turn out not to be funny at all later.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Talking earlier about all the scamsters stealing money, pretending they're collecting for hurricane relief. But how about what I'm about to share with you? You talk about a Clark rage. How about ripping the people off who've been hit by a hurricane?
Scams, ripoffs, outrages. It's a Clarkrageous moment.
FEMA reports that people are getting huge numbers of robocalls in Texas. People who may not even have been affected by the hurricane, they're just calling people in Texas, telling them that their flood insurance premiums are past due and that they have to make a payment immediately or their flood insurance claim will not be honored. Well, they're really looking for a needle in a haystack. Only 18% of people apparently whose homes were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Harvey had flood insurance. But if they're reaching those people and they're thinking, oh no, I was expecting a full rebuild of my house from flood insurance, I got to pay this right away. And they're paying to a scammer. It is absolutely, completely, and totally unbelievable that people would be that terrible and would take advantage of people's desperation. And it goes to a core thing I talk about on the show. Anytime someone calls you, alleging, pretending, or whatever, to be from a company, an organization, the government, and they want personally identifiable information from you, they want a credit card number from you, anything like that, checking account information, social security number, never give any information to anybody who calls you on the phone unsolicited. The danger is too great that the person on the other end of the phone is just a scammer. Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to keep more of what you make. Clark.com is our main website. Clark.com/ask is where you go to ask me a question on the show. Off-air advice is available from members of our team. That's 9 hours each weekday. On Clark.com, scroll down, you'll see the phone number and hours available for free off-the-air advice. And free is the theme I want to hit you with right now. This is truly a money-saving moment.
It's another Clark Howard money-saving moment.
I just said that. Come up with an original thought there. Okay, so there are some really, really wonderful deals going on right now with television. You know, if you're in a pay TV package, the typical one, a little over $100 a month. The alternatives now are so great. I've talked about a lot of the new streaming packages that range from $20 a month to $40 a month that are viable replacements for most of us to traditional pay TV from satellite, cable, or the telephone company. But now, as you look to build a cheaper bundle with streaming products, there's now others that are going a different direction, absolutely free. Roku, which is the device that is the one that I find is the absolute best in the marketplace for you to stream TV, now has launched Roku Channel that is one of the choices on a Roku device. And the Roku Channel is a movie channel that is a free movie channel with very limited ads. What it looks like they've really targeted are the pay TV channels that are not premium ones like TNT and Lifetime and what other ones are there like that? I don't know. That people watch a lot of movies. Anyway, those have a lot of commercials, right? You watch a movie on pay TV that's not on like HBO or something, and there's one commercial after another, after another, after another, every commercial break. I think you have enough time to go jog 3/4 of a mile every commercial break. Think of that. That could be a new exercise program. You watch a movie on a cable channel and know that every hour you're going to get 3 miles of running in just in the commercials. So Roku channel highly limits the commercials, but you get the content for nothing. Crackle is another choice with free movies and TV shows. They're not going to be the latest movies. They're not going to be the most popular. And they have got a lot of back catalog TV for free. Crackle is available on a lot of the devices like Roku, among others. And then there's a new offer from T-Mobile that starts next week. So I'm giving you early heads up. Starting next week, if you're on one of the T-Mobile unlimited family plans, you now will receive free Netflix. So if you're paying for a Netflix subscription right now, you won't have to pay for it anymore. It will be covered, the cost of it, by T-Mobile. And so that'll be, think about that, is that instead of paying for the Netflix programming, it will be a freebie, just part of being a T-Mobile customer. Now, the only T-Mobile customers I know it doesn't apply to that have unlimited data are the people who are on that screaming deal for people who are 55 plus. If you're not aware of this and you're 55 and over, you get 2 unlimited lines, unlimited data, unlimited talk, unlimited text, cell phone lines, for a grand total of $60 a month, all junk fees included, $30 a month per line. As someone reminded me, a lot of kids are on their parents' cell phone plans, young adults. And if both parents are past their 55th birthday and you got 2 kids that are on your family plan, what you should do is split up. Each parent have his or her own 55 plus plan and have one of the kids as the other on that. And you end up paying $30 per person per month for unlimited everything. Ann is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Ann, I'm glad to have you back here. You wanted to talk to me about Ooma.
I did.
And Ooma is the phone service that is a phenomenal deal, but you were afraid to get it. For what reason?
When I researched them on the Better Business site, although they got a very good grade, looking at the comments, person after person was having a lot of trouble canceling the service. And where suggestions were being made, well, you can transfer this equipment to someone else, trying to get them to sell it to someone else to get their accounts canceled. And, you know, I had an online chat with them, and they could not give me a cancellation policy, even though I kind of found something like that on their website, although they told me there was no such thing on their website. So I was just getting concerned.
So you're afraid to sign up for this, and then you feel like you're in Hotel California. You can check in. But you can never leave, right?
That's right.
So the Ooma deal, we talked to them just to find out what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that same sleazy practice that the cell phone carriers do and the pay TV carriers do and the internet service providers, that they make it really easy for you to sign up online, but you can only cancel talking to a human.
Right.
And the reason they do that is they want to try to they want to try to get what they call a keep, where they try to convince you, bribe you, or intimidate you into not canceling your service. So they're just engaging in the same underhanded practice that so many other companies do. And it's a terrible thing. If somebody wants to quit, you should be able to quit, right?
Right.
So if you call up and you talk to a human and you say, I don't care what you offer me, I'm quitting, then probably it won't be a very long phone call and you'll be able to quit.
Well, some people were trying that, but then they would say, oh, the person who takes that call isn't here today. And just nonsense like that.
Now, I've not heard any complaints like that. Okay. My feeling is any company where you can sign up online, you should be able to cancel online.
Right, and get it in writing.
And so I don't like the practice of the whole keep thing, the retention specialists. And so their job, they're compensated to try to convince people not to quit. In fact, it's a strategy that I recommend when people have, let's say, a pay TV package or internet or combination, and their rates are going up, is go find out what other people have and then call up and say you are canceling. And the retention specialist suddenly can make all kinds of deals for you if mm-hmm. your goal is not necessarily to leave them anyway.
Right.
Or if it is, if they don't give you a good deal, you're going to leave. You give them what the drop-dead price is, they have to match. In this case, there are no equivalents to UMA in the marketplace. There's nothing else like it.
Mm.
So that's why their whole thing is just trying to keep you. But again, I've been with UMA for more than 10 years, and I love it. I've never tried to fire them, so I haven't had the experience you're talking about. People are relating on the Better Business Bureau site, and if somebody wants to quit you, they should be able to quit you, whatever the company is. Kristen's, I don't know if I helped you, Ann, make a decision. What do you think you're going to do now?
Well, I actually did what you just said recently with our internet and phone provider, and they made it such a pleasant offer to me with the loyalty department cancellation that we may just stick with them. It would only be a little bit more than the UMA for the phone. And yes, this whole thing has made me a little bit uneasy about UMA, even though I love the idea of it.
Well, until your rates spring back up on your combo deal there, your Tide deal, then maybe you put UMA on the back burner for now. And UMA, I hope you're listening. Don't ruin your reputation by how people try to leave you. Kristen's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, Clark. Thank you so much for you and your team to have me on the show.
Well, it's great to have you here. You are trying to deal with how many credit cards are you trying to juggle these days?
I think four, but I'm really just trying to, the other two are paid off. I'm just trying to pay off the other two.
Well, let's talk about them. What's going on with them?
Okay, so I've heard you talk about credit card debt and, you know, with the APR and, you know, paying off the one with the higher interest rate, which makes total sense. However, my credit card with the lower interest rate has about like $900 more on it than the other one. It's actually a store card, has the lower amount but the higher interest rate versus a Visa, which has a higher amount and lower interest rate. So I just wanted to get your opinion on how to navigate which one to focus on paying off first, whether it's the balance that matters in this case or still the APR.
Concentrate on the APR. How much is that store card?
The store card's APR is 25.99.
Oh, my goodness.
Visa. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about another possibility. Do you know what your credit score is these days?
Yeah, I think I checked it like a week or two ago. It was like 734 or something.
All right, you are likely in the range where you can do a balance transfer.
Okay.
And I'd like you to balance transfer out of that 25% store card.
Okay.
So with a balance transfer, do you ever get those balance transfer offers in the mail?
Yeah, I have had them before, and you know they offer, what, like a year or something interest-free, right, on the transfers or something like that.
Well, there are a variety of them. I'm not even that concerned about the 0%. I would just like you to be a balance transfer into one that's a much lower interest rate than where you are.
Okay.
But if you can do a 0%, more power to you. But at least instead of thinking of it, well, I've got this 25%. If your credit score is good enough, the real answer is to get out of the 25%. You also could consider, how much do you owe total on that store card?
It's about like $1,000.
Oh, you're a perfect candidate to go to Prosper.com or Lending Club.
Okay.
And people use Prosper.com and LendingClub.com all the time to do credit card payoffs.
Okay.
And so with your credit score where it is, you're going to be at worst a B, what they would call a B-level borrower with either of them. You're going to cut that interest rate way down.
Okay.
And what happens, instead of paying it, you know, with a credit card, it's revolving.
Yeah.
You'll end up paying on a set number of months. You'll take that $1,000 to zero. What is reasonable for you? Is it paying it off over a year, 2 years, 18 months?
I would ideally like to have it all paid off within the next year. If, you know, possible, I've really kind of reorganized my spending thoughts and, you know, just not just spending as much and just kind of structuring things because I've paid other things off. So I'm really, really focused on paying these off. So,
well, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. So really, any of the above would be the right thing, either transferring to a balance transfer with. Are you a member of a credit union?
No, I haven't done that. I've heard all your recommendations. I haven't done that step yet, but...
Right. Well,
could look into that too.
That's a possibility, but any balance transfer offer out there was going to be better than your 25%. The Lending Club Prosper, go see what rates they would be willing to refi that for you at. And you're going to find that it's so much easier if instead of paying an effective interest rate of 25%, you're down maybe at single digit or very low double digit.
Oh, wow. It could be that drastic of a difference?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I hadn't thought of that. I've heard you talk about those, you know, places before. I guess I'd never considered it for, like, credit card debt. I guess I just assumed it was for more, you know, like a loan type thing for, like, a purchase or something. You know?
No, it can be. You look through and you'll see how many people are doing consolidations.
Wow. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Right, and best to you. And I want to hear back from you when you've gone from, you went from four credit cards you owe money on to two credit cards to when you don't owe anybody any money at all. I want to hear from you when you've graduated from debt. Sam, you have decided that you want to go as far away from storm activity as possible. Where are you trying to run off to last minute?
I don't have storm. I have fires out here in Seattle.
Yeah, but I mean, you're trying to go even further away from where trouble has been brewing.
Yes. With me in Seattle here, we have all the cruise ships lines, and I'm just curious how I can get the best last-minute deal. I'm a single guy. That's one of the big issues, too. I mean, I could be at the cruise ship tomorrow if I received a great deal. Help me out.
All right. So only one cruise line, to my knowledge, has designed a special cabin on half a dozen of their ships that is for one person traveling, and that's Norwegian, NCL.
Okay.
They have these micro cabins they call studios.
Right.
And they are, your closet is probably bigger than the whole cabin.
Right.
But they don't mark it up as a single individual. But if you're going absolute last minute, even with a single supplement on other cruise lines, there are cruises that are, if you're looking at going in the month of September, you will find phenomenal deals. And I want to give you a website to go to, and you can put in by port, you can put in by a number of different filters like cruise line, and see what last minute deals there are right now.
All right.
If you go to cruisecritic.com.
Cruisecritic?
Critic, yeah, cruisecritic.com. And right at the top, they have a deals button.
Deal button. Okay.
And you click on it, you'll see last-minute cruises.
Oh, okay.
And they're showing some cruises right now that one of them that's a nine-night cruise. This is in Europe. That's not going to help you much. But it's 91% off brochure price.
Wow. Okay.
And a lot of them are 70% off on last minute cruises of all different lengths from a variety of ports.
Okay. I will get
try that as soon as we hang up.
And there's also a site I like called Cruise Compete, where you can put high-volume cruise-only agencies into competition for your business on a particular sailing on a ship. You see ones running soft with good deals? Put it into competition and see what you can get. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. Thanks for tuning into The Clark Howard Show today. And if you're like me, you like deals. Well, we got our deal diggers hard at work at clarkdeals.com. that help you save money day in and day out. We work around the clock to find the best deals for your wallet, and they're on a variety of consumer items. Check out clarkdeals.com.